Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Car, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines 248-539-9797. Ticket text to the same number. Back on a hot, steamy Monday. It's going to be 90 degrees probably late into the week. 90 degree highs every day late into the week. But there is some relief at night. The temperatures I know saw get down into the 60s, which is good for people who want a little break from the heat. But so Gator, Rocket Mortgage Classic. How much time do you think you spent watching it this weekend?
I watched every bit of it yesterday.
Yeah.
Starting at 1 o'clock till it finished at 6. And I spent a couple hours on Saturday watching, a couple hours Friday. Yeah, I spent a lot of time watching.
So a couple things about this. One is two of the more unique swings on the PGA Tour. It came down to these two.
Probably the two most unique swings.
Right? I mean, Bryson DeChambeau now has, it looks like he's lost the presumption of sort of, you know, on your swing kind of hitting these landmarks. I'm sure he is, but he looks like one of those long drive guys now. Like he just kaboom every single time with his feet turning and swinging out of his shoes. You know, people have always said, anybody's watched one of these long drive competitions, you go, oh, how come none of these guys ever made it? Well, it's more than just driving. DeChambeau looks like an example of a long drive guy that's made it.
But the difference is, there's a wild difference when you watch their swings, because the DeChambeau's backswing, he doesn't come to, like, you know, the full parallel to the ground, if you will, when the club is parallel to the ground in the backswing. He doesn't come to that. And he also doesn't pause at the top. It's just a boom, boom.
Yep.
And it's, I don't know, maybe three quarters of the way to getting to that parallel thing. The long drive guys, when you watch them play, first of all, the drivers are like 3 inches longer than everybody else's driver, and they different shafts and the whole thing, right? But they also, to try to get as much length as possible with as much club head speed, they don't go to parallel. They go well past parallel. I mean, that the club head like almost touches where their elbow should be, it seems, on one side of the body before it comes back with a follow through. I find his swing to be absolutely fascinating because his left arm is locked the entire time. So he doesn't even bend the elbow. It might slightly bend at the end of the backswing, but otherwise it stays dead straight. And same thing with his putting. That left arm is locked straight up and down. It's like robotic.
Yeah.
And I think that obviously it's done on purpose. And if you've ever seen like swing simulators where there's something testing out golf balls and they're seeing how they'll strap a golf club in this robotic arm, right? It's exactly what it looks like, because there is no breaking motion in the elbow or the joints. It's just a straight swing.
He's a really interesting character, and I want to get into some of that coming up. But did you see what he did to the par fives?
I mean, I saw he did everything.
So he played four par fives per round, 16 par fives in the tournament, right?
Mm-hmm.
He had 10 birdies, an eagle, and one bogey. So, I mean, that's when you're playing the par fives where it's basically a par four for you, you have quite the built-in advantage.
Yeah.
And, you know, the idea that you've got a guy, he's got to wait for groups to clear the green on almost every par four. Like he's standing there waiting to tee off. The group ahead is on the green, and he's got to wait because he's trying to drive every green, it seems.
I told this to Kang before the show. the most emasculating thing that can happen in golf, one of the most emasculating things that can happen in golf, happened yesterday in a PGA Tour event, and it happened with Bryson DeChambeau and his partner for the day, Troy Merritt. Did you see in the back nine, they're on a short par four. It's like a 400-yard par four. And Bryson DeChambeau has the tee. And he's up there, and he's looking at it, and he goes, you know what, Troy, why don't you go ahead? I'm going to wait for those guys to clear off. He actually said that, and Troy Merritt's like, okay, gets up and swings, and I'm like, what? In a PGA Tour event? That happened?
Did you?
Like, that happens when you're playing golf with your buddies over the weekend, and you know one guy hits it like 100 yards shorter than everybody else. You're like, oh, why don't you go ahead and hit? You can't hit those guys. We're all going to wait. And then, of course, two of the next three guys end up shanking in the woods, and they could have driven anyway.
Yeah.
But it's how does that happen? You say that? Those words came out of your mouth?
Did he say it exactly like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Was it – I'm asking because the way you made it sound – sounded kind of douchey.
Well, he didn't mean to be Bryson DeChambeau. I mean, I don't think he meant it that way. It was just honor, matter of fact, because I mean, it was everybody's talking to 350-yard drives on average throughout the weekend. 350 was his average. And so he's like, yeah, I'm gonna wait for him to clear the tee. You wanna go ahead? Why don't you go ahead and hit?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he meant to be, but it's like one of those things that if it were, you know, some other, let's say we're Phil Mickelson or something like that. Phil might run, screw you, man.
Yeah. Well, we'll get into a little bit more about him and about what he did. And we do want to talk about Matt Wolf, too, who's another interesting guy. But first Gator Champ and Chump, we do it every Monday. Who had the best weekend and should be singled out for that? And who should be called out for having a weekend that stinks? I will start with my champ. I'll do it again. I'm giving it to Kevin Harvick. He just wins. Now, he got a little bit fortunate with the late wreck. But doesn't it seem like he makes the ends of these races boring?
Yeah.
Like when it gets down to white flag, checker flag, it always feels like Kevin Harvick is, you know, 10 car lengths clear of everyone.
And it's because NASCAR has clearly become a team sport. When you've got your teammate that's pushing you, literally pushing you bumper to bumper on a restart, you're going to get that great advantage. And if the guy who's in second place doesn't have a teammate who's close to the front of the pack, he doesn't get that advantage. And I think that's what happened. It certainly helped him out.
My champ of the weekend, Kevin Harvick.
I'm going to go with Bryson DeChambeau. Consistently great throughout the Rocket Mortgage Classic. He averaged over 350 on his drives, setting a standard that has never been seen and probably will also be addressed in years to come. Like, remember the Tiger-proofed courses? They may have to DeChambeau-proof some courses. It's his sixth tour win. He did it in style. People complain about the poor field of golfers this year at the Detroit Golf Club, but let me tell you something. Think of it this way. Bryson may end up being the top golfer in the world at this point next year. And you know what he's going to do? Defend that championship here at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Huh. So next year, you could see the world number one playing at the Rocket Mortgage Classic.
Oh, that's a good point. All right, my chump gator, and I have to admit, I struggled a little bit to find a chump. So this one's a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but I'm going to give it to that bastard Anthony Fenech of the Free Press.
Uh-oh.
Do you know why?
Nope.
Did you see what he wrote over the weekend about Spencer Torkelson and Riley Green?
Why don't you tell me?
Zero chance that they debut this year. Zero. Oh. Come on, Fenech! Come on! We want to see these guys! I get the whole service time, et cetera, et cetera. Come on! You can't... Torque? Even Torque?
That's just mean.
I kind of get the Riley Green thing, but even Torque?
I disagree on Torque. I think Torque's going to play.
Do you?
Yeah.
Zero
chance. If they end up playing, let me put it this way. There's a caveat. If they play 60 games, I think Torque gets in.
I hope so.
I hope so, too. He was more hoping than actually saying that it will happen. But, yeah. My chump are the morons at the Diamond Lake Sandbar who have gone viral with the organized party that spits in the face of everything that we're trying to do in battling COVID-19. Party had a DJ, the carefree atmosphere that's probably going to now put thousands in danger of contracting the virus. YOLO! Those guys are great. You only live once.
Mm-hmm. Our Champ and Chump nominations. Get yours in at 248-539-9797. All right, so the runner-up in the Rocket Mortgage Classic was this kid, Matt Wolf. I became aware
By the way,
of Matt
I think
Wolf.
It's the second longest hitter on tour.
Is he?
I think so.
He his swing with his little hip movement before he swings the club.
He's got like a practice hitch, yeah.
Yeah. I find it fascinating.
I do too.
Because it's something that works for him. And I think any one of us out here, none of us are, well, I shouldn't say none of us, anybody out there that has anything that they do weird on the golf course, it feels like Matt Wolf represents you. And in some cases, you know, me too, right? We all, most of us that have just started to play or are just amateurs and just out there having fun, there's probably something you do that is, you know, non-traditional golf movement. Wolf is competing at the PGA Tour level. He won the NCAA championship at Oklahoma State doing it. Now this, with this little pre-swing routine with this forward hip movement, I don't even know how to describe it. It's almost like a dance move.
It's like a practice hitch. It's like if you're going to take a practice swing and he stops it, it's just leg movement.
Yeah.
It's fine because it gets his body in the right frame right before he swings it. So it's just a quick repeating of the action.
It helps him find a groove.
Yeah.
Every time I see it, I giggle a little and it works.
Giggity.
It clearly works.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.